Talking today with one of our area FFA stars in ag production, Caden Brunker from the Perkins Tryon FFA chapter. So tell us a little bit about your project.
Well, my project includes sheep production, beef production, and small animal production in the area of toy poodles. I have 60 ewes on feed this year and 9 commercial cows, and I have 8 female toy poodles.
Well, so what made you pick this? Because that's kind of a wide variety there.
Yeah, just what my parents did. My mom always had poodles growing up, and my dad always showed sheep. So whenever I started showing sheep and raising sheep, I realized that I needed some more money because it's kind of an expensive hobby. So I started raising toy poodles to supplement my income. And this past year, I decided to dab my toes in a commercial beef herd, which that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I have to ask, is there a time that you can maybe trim your sheep and trim the poodles at the same time? Can you use the same clippers and use it in that way?
No, I think the poodle clippers would get a little clogged up on the sheep, but I have a professional shearer to shear my sheep, which is a lot of fun to see how he does it. He can knock one out in about 10 times faster than I could.
Absolutely. Well, who else helped with this project as you kind of gone along?
Well, all my ag teachers have been a lot of help. I've had a lot of help from my, just everyone has really been helpful teaching me new things and throwing advice at me.
Would you have to say that you liked the sheep project side more or the poodle side more?
Well, the sheep definitely takes the most attention and work as I'm trying to produce high quality show lambs. So that's the area that takes the most micromanaging to make sure that I'm producing a good product.
So give us kind of a day in the life of with your sheep. What do you kind of have to do on a daily basis to make sure everything goes accordingly?
Yeah, well, right now I'm in lambing season, so I got to wake up and feed and check all my babies, make sure that nothing's lambing. And then, you know, check the dogs before I go to school, have a full day at school, come home, check water and feed. So it's a full cycle.
Well, here's another trick question. Who's smarter between the sheep or the poodles?
Oh, well, the sheep don't got much of a brain, so I definitely say the poodles are pretty smart dogs.
Awesome. Well, what's next for you? What are you going to go to college next year? What are your plans for the future?
I plan to go to Oklahoma State and pursue an ag economics degree.
Okay, and what would you like to do with that eventually?
Right now, through all the people that I've talked to, I'm leaning more towards working at a bank or something like that.
Okay, so how has FFA kind of played into this particular career that you're choosing to go forth with?
Well, FFA's helped me in a lot of ways. It's really helped my people skills and communication, and it's taught me a lot of valuable life lessons. So it's really just showed me through all my projects that I enjoy working with money. So that's kind of how I chose that degree path, is through working with my projects and finances.
What have been some of your favorite memories of FFA?
Well, one of my favorite memories is that I've been able to make my county premium sale every year, and I've exhibited the Supreme U at it 4 times. Another one would be getting to walk the stage at Nationals as a finalist for my small animal production.
So both really big moments that you'll probably never forget.
No, not at all.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.